Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Wednesday, blasting at you live from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple of minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams 24/7 for you, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the cool place at the end of the block where all the kids hang out and smoke pot and shit. Crabdiving.com. However, wherever, with whomever you receive us, we appreciate the hell out of it. Don't forget we're going to be here for the next couple hours suffering the slings and arrows of the right.
Ouch.
Hopefully slinging and arrowing a few back.
Oh, yes.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. Fire ropes at will.
Fire ropes at will.
Mexican ropes have been launched.
I don't know why. It was just right there on the screen. I just clicked M and mariachi popped up.
Speaking of Mexico, I mean, dude, I thought it was the funniest thing on. I saw the story. Some drug cartel or some drug organization in Mexico, they're launching cocaine and other shit through a bazooka just over the board with a bazooka.
Yeah, like a potato gun, a giant potato gun.
I just think, why is that funny? It's funny to me.
Yeah, because
I don't know.
Trump's going to scale it up and launch people back on it.
Just legalize it. I don't know.
Oh, all the drugs. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Sure. And open up the borders. How about that wall?
Open.
How's that wall going to keep the drugs from pouring over the border if you've got you've got mobile drug launchers that can...
Fuck you.
We're going to build it 190 stories tall. It's going to be impenetrable. And then didn't Trump even say something like, and it's going to go down deep too? Because people were saying, well, they'll just build a tunnel. They'll just build tunnels under your stupid fucking wall. And then Trump's like, it's going to go deep too. So you know how much that's going to cost? They're going to have to excavate and bury some sort of... wall underground.
Oh, yes.
It's batshit.
How you going to lay that pipe, baby? How you going to lay that pipe?
I think we should just tattoo all the Mexicans.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Square in the forehead with an M so that we know who they are. And it's a gold M if they are actual citizens.
Yeah, we'll bedazzle it if you're for real. But if not,
please clap.
Sayonara, baby.
I wonder if everybody heard Jeb Bush do a little...
I heard it.
Do a little rap version of Please Clap.
Was it fucked up?
Yeah, I think the computer that the show runs on now is, not the greatest on the planet. And hey, buy shit for us through Amazon. Go to Amazon through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. I think when it's like... when it first fires up and it's going through its antivirus thing.
Yes.
It slows everything else down. So I'm not sure if everybody else heard Jeb Bush just go, please clap.
Well, but listen, man, if it bothers you that sometimes the audio is a little fucked up, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Right. Go on Amazon, buy some shit. Anything you purchase, what happens?
Get off my
an angel cash.
An angel gets a rim job.
Right.
You fucking angel.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page where all kinds of really cool folk hang. Crab Diving on the Facebook. We put all kinds of stories we talk about usually here and stuff we don't get to and memes and shit. And all kinds of fun cartoons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the occasional right wing nut job to playfully bat around.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Naughty Enjoyment. Thank you very much for the Twitter follow. We appreciate
us
it.
On the Twitter.
Go to their Twitter.
Somebody's looking for a follow back.
Oh, my God. It's all cocks.
At Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Busy news day, busy right wing nut job day. Let's see what's going on in the headlines. From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, September 21st, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the commie, pinko, liberal, Huffington Post.
Eat my dick, boy.
So that's for the Huffington Post.
That's for the deplorables. Oh, I did the wrong. No. That's in
redneck character.
My character deplores the Huffington Post.
I get it.
I am deplorable.
You're playing a deplorable.
I play a deplorable on TV. Well, not even on TV, on a podcast.
That would be great.
Jesus.
I'd play a deplorable on the telly.
Fuck you on the telly. You fucking Anglophile hippie lib.
Well, I mean,
we'll beat the shit out of you.
It's looking like a fair alternative after November. If by any chance this orange fascist gets into power.
Oh, yes.
I'd move to London in a heartbeat. That would
weather
be really cool. Well, you know, there's that.
Fuck that.
If you have enough money, then you winter in Spain. Summer somewhere else. The Huffington Post says another Trump nightmare. Oh, this is a new one. This is since I took a shower. seriously, I mean, I looked at what was going on.
Right.
There was other shit that he said this morning that was heinous. Now, apparently, he's yapping about something else. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump thinks the best way to stop crime in black communities.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Audience member, quote, I had a question about there's been a lot of violence in the black community. I want to know what you would do to help stop that violence, you know, black on black crime. Trump.
Oh, my God.
Trump,
oh,
quote.
Shit. Oh, shit. Right.
Well, one of the things I do, Ricardo, is
Ricardo.
Apparently, I hope his name's Ricardo.
Oh my God.
That'd be hilarious if he's some Mexican guy. He's just like, Ricardo.
Oh, he used the name.
I don't know. I'm sure he knows the guy.
Oh my God.
Given the audience member's name.
Ridiculous.
One of the things I do, Ricardo, is I would do stop and frisk.
Oh my God.
I think you have to. We did it in New York. It worked incredibly well, and you have to be proactive, and, you know, you really help people sort of change their mind automatically. You understand? You have to have, in my opinion, I'm reading this exactly as it's printed, by the way. You have to have, in my opinion, I see what's going on here. I see what's going on in Chicago. I see stop and frisk. In New York City, it was so incredible the way it worked. Now, we had a very good mayor, but New York City was incredible the way that worked.
Wow.
So I think that could be one step you could do. The heinous, awful practice of, oh, look, there's a black guy.
Profiling.
Let empty your pockets, Negro. Yes.
The papers, please. Your skin.
Holy shit.
What do they do, by the way? You going to hold up a little swatches? You going to hold up swatches?
Yeah, like those paint things.
How black are you?
When you're painting the den.
All right. Don't get a tan. You're going to get shook down by these cops.
Holy.
Out of his mind.
Nationwide. So he wants to go back to the days.
God.
That his moron of a friend, his little puppy dog, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yes.
Rudy / I was mayo on 9/11, Rudy Giuliani.
What a dick.
Matthews had him on the other day, and It was not a, you know, Matthews is really.
God damn it. Do you mind if I go get my coffee? I'm so fucking sorry. No. I'm so sorry.
But there's no middle ground for me these days with Matthews for some reason. It seems to be that he's either doing a really good job of really pummeling somebody and interviewing them really well, questioning them, or just lavishing their orifice with his tongue, even of all sides, of any sides. It's so gross. He was talking when he interviews Kellyanne Conway. He's like, he thinks she's like the greatest gift to news. I mean to politics, and that he just totally softballs her and doesn't really challenge her the way he goes after like Trump. And he did the same thing with Giuliani. The other day, he was on the Matthews show, and, you know, Chris Matthews did a great job of pummeling the shit out of him and last week and saying, kind of getting Giuliani to say, look, the Trump thinks Obama was born in the United States. Don't, you know, of course he does.
Right.
And really, that kind of started the whole ball rolling with that whole ridiculous birther farcical press conference he had.
yeah. What, do you even call that a press conference?
No.
God damn it. Did I put enough sugar in your coffee, man? I'm sorry. I just put some
thank you.
I didn't mean to have to leave in the middle of the conversation, but I was just thinking about
God damn it.
I'm not going to sit all fucking show without my fucking coffee. And
there's
by the way,
only an eighth of a teaspoon. I put a quarter.
Oh, dude, people
but
get
that's
fucking...
more.
When I worked...
you worked at Starbucks.
It was the summer of OJ. Whenever OJ was acquitted, I was working at Starbucks at Clark and Adams.
Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, yes. There's this guy, he used to come in a real fucking asshole. Mm. Ball-headed dude, accountant type, senior management level dick fuck.
Of course. Trumpian.
Yes. And Starbucks, the one at which I worked, had brochures out that had all the specs for every latte, every drink, every fucking cappuccino we sold. It said how much foam, how much milk was supposed to be in each whatever. This dickhead would order a grande latte every day. And it said in the info that the foam was supposed to be 5/8 of an inch.
Did you have a measuring device?
He would look at it. He would say every morning, he's like, I'm sorry. It says right here it's supposed to be 5/8 of an inch. That doesn't look like 5/8 of an inch. That's more. That's an eighth of an inch. Or that's an inch. Or he would say, I'm bad with fractions. You know what I mean? Every day he would fucking do this. I wonder what he's doing now.
What a great, he's probably dead from hypertension.
Oh, yeah.
But
what a dick.
What a great guy to work for, I'll bet, huh?
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine working for that guy?
Yes.
You know what? He's probably one of these fucking fat cats up everything.
I've worked for that guy. not a lot. One of my favorite bosses.
Oh, yes. Was
the boss I had at the Evil Empire.
Oh, right.
He was an awesome dude, but.
Not so evil.
Yeah, there were some other guys in that Evil Empire. Of a accounting/law firm,
right,
that are exactly the prototypical Trumpian dick fuck.
By the way, the prototypical typical Trumpian dick fuck that was yelling at me about foam, with the lattes, 5:45 in the morning, or 6:00 would come in,
and you're that
already.
You already got to stick up your dick at 5:45 in the morning about something.
I was making bank too. I was making like $6.75 an hour.
Woo-hoo!
Oh my god, it's so fucking worth it getting yelled at by a guy. How much do you think that guy made? 300,000?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Shit tons. He's got shit on me.
Or he was, I mean, he's getting there awfully early. Yeah. He might be some low-level toady who gets the shit drizzled down on him, and then he gets to pass it on to you.
Right. Regardless, the point is...
Those were the worst to work for.
Absolutely. Oh, the ones that have been drizzled?
The ones in the cubes that, even though I was a lowly assistant, because they were the lowliest of the lowly staff, they would get all the shit rolling down from all the managers. It would go from partner to senior manager manager.
God.
To the senior staffers down to the junior staff who got all the shit and did all the real work.
Right.
And there was invariably a few of those who would just...
They must be so stressed.
...delight in shitting on the assistants because that was... They could shit punch down to.
You were their only hole.
And they're the assholes. They're the Trumpians.
Yes.
They're the Ayn Randy and dickwads.
Yeah. Be nice to your sandwich artist. Be nice to the guy that makes your fucking coffee. They're not getting paid shit.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Frightening, fresh from the orange pucker lips.
Oh my God.
Of,
No. His pucker lips aren't orange. He's not tanning his asshole, is true. He? Is he?
Christie's lips are orange from sucking off of the body like a remora on a big bloated orange shark.
Wow, that might be the best one.
A bloated remora.
A bloated remora. That's a great
on
character.
A different bloated shark.
Trademark crab diving.
Let's see what the drudges are dredging up here, to be fair and balanced.
Oh, yes. Fuck you.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Ooh, yes.
God, you know, the other day I was thinking about this. How ridiculously much money Drudge pulls in. And, it's a one-page list of links. That's all it is. A one-page list of links.
It makes you fucking nuts.
And I'm busting my ass on SEO and widgets on the website and all this fucking shit. And this motherfucker has one goddamn cunting page.
Dude. He paid his ass off.
No, he found a blue dress with cum on it.
Oh, that's how.
Is what happened. Or he knew found somebody that knew about a blue dress with cum on it.
An empire
became
built
famous
upon the semen of a former president. Is that that's what it is, right?
Exactly what it is.
We're looking at a Bill Clinton.
He was what's her name?
Cum shot.
What was that?
Monica Lewinsky.
No, not Monica. Monica's evil friend who turned her rat on her.
John Goodman played her on an SNL sketch.
That poor woman.
Linda Tripp.
Linda Tripp, exactly.
I get it right. Wait, is there a buzzer that says I got it right?
We only do negative shit.
Damn
here.
I want
to
ding, ding, ding.
We don't have a...
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
No, I want a ding, ding, ding.
We don't have a ding, ding, ding. How about a...
Kate. Perfect.
There you go.
Perfect.
Some praise from Glenn Beck.
That's a compliment?
I don't know.
Wow, you raped Bill Cosby.
It is Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
How did you out-roofie the roofie king?
Oh, yeah. It's a roofie match-off. A roofie off.
First of all, of course, up in the side, there's a photograph of the, I'm sure what they feel has been burnt to the ground, Charlotte, North Carolina. Which we'll get to. The rioting. I'm going to call it rioting because...
Writhing.
Protesting is when you don't burn things.
Yes, that's
true. When you
true.
Get to the burning shit level, now it's kind of rioting.
Yes.
But
scary, man.
Still, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get the... There's no excuse for violence or property damage and shit like that, but I get the rage where it
absolutely
is from.
You get the anger.
And that one's not, I don't think, even as... blatant, which means they don't have video of it yet, of that gentleman in North Carolina that the cops killed. He allegedly was sitting. He wasn't even the guy they were after. He was sitting, getting ready, waiting to pick up his kids or something. And the police were looking for a guy to serve a warrant upon.
Oh, yes.
And of course, he's black. So you know, it's got to be him. And then they say, he was uncooperative, and of course, that's worthy of death by cop because he didn't.
And he's just
comply.
Sitting there,
right? And he's not the guy they were even looking for.
See, like that is all of these stories are disturbing. That
but they say he had a gun,
up, man.
They say he had a gun.
Yeah.
The family disputes that. They say lie. He did not have a gun. He had a book with him that he was reading, and the chief of police said, "We didn't find no book, but we found a gun."
Right.
But you put up the other day. On the Facebook, might have been yesterday even, or 2 days ago, about the cops that got busted leaving their mics open.
Oh, yeah. Hot mic.
While they were plotting how to frame a guy that they had no reason to arrest.
What an idiot. What a bunch of fucking idiots.
And we've found cases of them where they've been caught planting drugs or planting evidence. Some people say that ex-cops and shit have alleged... that some cops drive around with a little stash in the trunk or something for just that purpose.
Hey,
to wing it under your seat.
Right.
And have a chance to haul in a brown person.
Yeah. And think of the time we live in. Think of the fucking context. Sorry. Sorry if we're a little suspicious of your fucking story.
So tell me that...
Have we not earned
that? A
cop
couldn't have a filed down gun in... that they found somewhere, and they just throw it in their trunk.
I'm sure there's a slang for that sort of thing.
And okay, let's don't touch it. Throw it under the seat. We'll say he had a gun.
You don't think there's a guy?
I'm not saying that's what happened.
Absolutely, but you don't think there's a guy somewhere that's got a stash of those kinds of guns where you go like, hey,
oh, yeah, absolutely,
I need to buy a whatever. To
but
do
we
this
can't.
Thing.
Yeah, this false narrative that we have to instantly and 100% believe the police because they're the police. Because none of them are ever corrupt. None of them ever lie. None of them ever commit a crime. None of them ever are violent. None of them ever perform their duties poorly.
It's loony. They expect the benefit of the doubt every time. And in fact, those assholes never give the benefit of the doubt. They shoot unarmed people. That's the opposite of that.
So that's just the side picture. They made sure they got a picture where there's a good fire going on for Trump.
Yes.
I mean, for to fire up the Trumpalos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And but I don't know what this leads to. Oh, it's Breitbart.
God damn it. Fucking damn it.
The headline at the Drudge Report says anti-Trump forces.
Right.
Anti-Trump forces, Ryan.
Oh, okay. So people that might not want to vote for him.
But listen to how
they're making it sound like it's evil.
Yeah, polish your Glock. Get ready because the anti-Trump forces are coming to get you and turn you gay.
Listen, man, do not go to that voting booth and vote for this cunt, okay?
Anti-Trump forces scour globe for votes.
What in the fuck does that fucking mean? Does that mean people that are expats or something?
No.
Or military, foreign.
Let's all note the fact that this is at Breitbart, which Breitbart is run by the man who is currently the, I guess they call him the CEO of the Trump campaign, Bannon. Evil.
What a dick.
Horrible alt-right white supremacist, misogynist, Islamophobe, anti-gay. Come stand.
Now, okay. The interest of being fair and balanced. Now, one nice thing. You said 10 mean things, one nice thing.
I said white.
Don't hurt yourself. And you're thinking so hard over there. I can't think of anything either. I mean,
but listen to this headline. First of all, Soros.
Oh, yes. Evil.
Right away. Yeah.
Sith Lord.
Soros linked October surprise that will end Trump. The campaign to register 8 million global citizens to vote.
What the fuck?
Globalist. Now I have to read this because what the fuck are they talking about?
That is very odd.
I'm going to read it so a Trump supporter will understand it. A new campaign touted as the October surprise that will end Trump is seeking to mobilize a secret swing state.
Ooh, swingers.
Of more than 8 million mostly unregistered global citizens.
Yummy.
And progressive Americans living abroad.
Oh my God.
To vote in the U.S. election.
What an evil fucking plot. It's a get out the vote drive. They're registering motherfuckers to vote.
How? Americans living abroad.
Oh yes.
Who are still citizens and still eligible to vote. So they're upset because apparently maybe there's a super PAC or something.
Super.
That is spending some Hillary money.
Yes.
On Americans abroad.
Right. It's weird how the Democrats generally want more people to vote. Isn't that odd? I mean, I know this is kind of a different thing than these voter fraud laws, but the Republicans hate this more than anything. They hate it when people vote.
This is amazing. I mean, it's really crazy. It's crazy. This is craziness. This is spitting this Alex is Jonesian lunacy.
This is a lie.
And this guy's running the Trump campaign.
That's a lie.
And
is a fucking lie.
And you know that Trump's going to come out with this.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's going to come out with this. He's going to say, you know what they're doing?
Oh, yes.
They're spending all their money, and they're trying to get people who are living in foreign countries to vote in this election.
Well, they can't. They're registering people to vote. That's a story.
American citizens that live in other countries.
Doesn't the right do that too? I mean, don't.
Well, I'm sure they're pissed. They didn't think of it first.
Yeah, Trump. I mean, maybe you would have thought of it first, but I don't understand these people you surround yourself with. I don't know that they're the brightest. Who does he have? Bill. He's got Chris Christie, Mr. Breitbart. You got a shitty staff.
A rogues gallery.
Yeah,
a real
loons.
Just and today he brought out Don fucking King, who said the N-word.
Oh
in front
God,
of
I know.
Don King
what
as
jacket?
A representative of
what?
The black people have hated Don King for decades. For decades.
Was Bill Cosby not available?
Right.
Right.
Don,
what was he wearing? Did you see his jacket?
Only 12% of Americans. Oh, Don King. Yeah.
He
well,
looked
yeah.
odd, man. He looked weird.
12% of Americans living abroad were registered to vote in 2012, according to this Breitbart bullshit article. Meredith Alexander, campaign director for something called Avaaz,
Avaaz,
A-A-Z, which is a registered U.S. charity, one of the largest and most powerful activist groups, linked to globalist billionaire George Soros.
Evil! The evil eye of Sauron! Avaaz!
Holy shit.
So stupid. It's a campaign to get out the fucking vote. That's it. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, yeah.
Isn't that it? I mean, are there any... Is anybody eating baby blood? Eating babies? Is there anything evil going on?
Of course, because it's for the Democrats.
Globalists.
So, of course, it's evil. People are nuts.
When people like Alex Jones and that dickhead, what is that dickhead, Michael Savage, when they say things like globalist,
Michael Savage,
what do they mean? Globalist. I hear that a lot on the right.
They want to hand over U.S. sovereignty. These are the people who are worried about Agenda 21 or whatever the hell it is, the U.N. thing.
Agenda 69.
That was a non-binding thing that we all agreed to,
okay,
like not pollute the earth anymore or something, right. And we're giving over sovereignty to the United Nations. The globalists are taking over. They're gonna give it, and we're gonna not be able to vote anymore.
Yeah. It's sort of like that thing we've talked about it before, the disability thing that we didn't want to vote for with the UN, because
that's the exact same thing.
But
yeah,
we wrote it. It's, I mean, it's our policy, but since the UN was
right.
presenting it, they didn't.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing.
It was an international treaty, non-binding.
Globalist.
It was a resolution. We're going to try to do this.
It was for wheelchair ramps.
And we wouldn't sign it, even though it was based off of all the advances we've done
yes.
here with the American for Disabilities Act. It was basically spreading our goodness to the rest of the people that were signing the treaty, but it was spun to the ninnies.
Yes.
Back in... right-wing nut job town hallosphere.
Oh, yeah. I ain't no globalist boy.
That we're opening our thighs
oh, yes.
to the global jihad.
I ain't no whore for globalists.
So dumb.
Opening your thighs for the jihad. That's a great. I love that.
What else is going on here? Anthony Weiner.
Oh, yes. He's the best. What's he up to?
I mean, thank God he didn't win for mayor. He was close. Like, he may have pulled it off, pun intended, if the other sending dick pics scandal hadn't surfaced.
Right.
He might have actually pulled it off, but had he won, now we're finding out that the headlines today, this is over at the New York Post, Anthony Weiner now
yes.
accused of a sexting
right.
relationship
ooh.
With a 15-year-old girl.
Oopsie. Listen, maybe, here's an idea, maybe Anthony Weiner gets a phone that doesn't text or have the ability to take pictures. What about that? He gets a phone without a camera. That would solve all his problems.
According to the report, he asked her to dress up in school uniforms and be part of rape fantasies.
Oh, shit.
The unidentified...
Oh, my God.
...high school student...
Oh, shit.
...claimed she was a sophomore in January
oh
when she
God.
First connected with the former Carlos Danger.
Oh, my God. Guys, you're never going to know who I met today. Carlos Danger. I met him on the internet. Oh, my God. What a loon.
I thought of you... This AM, Weiner reportedly wrote to her on the instant messaging app.
Oh, my God.
Kick. He's using Kick.
Yes. What is that? But that's isn't that a
it's
Korean
a young
thing?
People. No,
it's not Korean.
It was big in colleges.
Oh, yes.
I don't think it's doing as well, but it was doing well in college for a while.
Hey,
it's
if you want
definitely
to
young,
pick
young crowd.
Like, take your dick out.
Thought of you this AM. He said using the handle T-Dog.
That is so T-Dog. Douchey. Hey, what up, T-Dog?
What does the T stand for? Tony? Tony Wiener, maybe?
Do they call him Tony? Definitely. T-Dog, dude. Duh. Tony Wiener.
Duh. I thought of you this AM. Hard is his next one-word sentence with a period. He sent allegedly bare-chested pictures of himself.
What a douchebag.
I would, this is a quote, allegedly, from a Wiener kick message. I would bust that tight pussy so hard and so often that you would leak and limp for a week.
Oh, my God. God. I don't know what to say. Jace, the regular Hemingway. It's wow. That a wait. Wait. I would bust that pussy so hard.
I think I saw that on a Hallmark card, yeah.
And leak for a week.
You would limp and leak.
Oops.
For a week.
That's a haiku. Honestly, it's a haiku. It's a haiku.
They also spoke over Skype, allegedly. He would ask her to dress up in plaid skirts and role play with him being the teacher. The girl said he had some rape fantasies. It would be just him showing up at my house when my dad was out of town. They never did anything, by the way. This is all over the internet.
Oh, they were just pen pals.
So the fantasy would be, it would be just him showing up at my house when my dad was out of town and just start undressing me, being forceful, asking me if I wanted to be dominated. Strange questions.
Do you want to be dominated? That's so stupid. T-Dog's going to bust that pussy wide open.
After months of what the post says, freaky online chit chat.
Wow. I'd say.
The girl said she told her teacher about it in April.
Damn.
I was scared. I felt bad for talking to him. I felt a little guilty, and I wrote my dad a letter telling him.
T-Dog.
She still kept talking to him until July, with Wiener asking her to write letters saying their relationship wasn't as pervy as the text messages showed.
But
asking her now to write letters to let everybody know that
it's not as lurid.
I would bust that tight pussy so hard and so often you'd leak and limp for a week. It's not as bad as it looks, and it's not as pervy as people might think.
He wants to bust a pussy wide open, and someone's limping.
It's not pervy at all.
Not only that, they're stringing fluid around. I mean, you know, it's pretty graphic. That's pretty graphic. how would you make that dirtier? I don't think you can. I don't think you could get more pervy.
She says, after I told my teacher about the relationship, he wanted me to email my dad and my teacher and tell them what I said was a lie. That the conversations were appropriate that we had and never inappropriate, and that he was very helpful.
Helpful? Jeez, dude. I don't know, man.
What a gross human being.
Yeah, he sucks. What was he thinking? This is all crazy.
God, so much going on.
He's so loony.
The girl said she came forward after she saw reports that showed him with his own toddler son lying next to him. That was a couple of weeks ago.
But don't you think I'm right? Don't you think this whole issue, if he just needs to get rid of that camera. If he got rid of the camera on any phone he had, this would never happen.
He's disgusting. He's gross.
Why is he texting? How did he meet this chick on
Kick? I don't know the deets. Up till now, is he...
What other details do you need on this?
Like, was he accused of trying to bully and strong-arm these other women who exposed him to? I don't know the whole story.
He does have an aggressive side.
He was a prosecutor. He was a good one, too.
I want to bust... How did he say that? He typed it. Oh, God.
Jeez. I guess you could have Siri read it back to you.
Siri is like,
I would bite that tight pussy so hard. Bust that tight pussy so hard.
Siri quit. Siri's like, I am not doing this. It's wrong.
So Anthony Weiner.
Bye-bye.
Again in the news. It's not going well.
No.
Not going well.
How's he
going to
revive?
All.
Listen, he's got a lot going on. He's got to bust that pussy wide open and revive that political career.
No, that'll never happen.
Nah, come on. No. Bullshit.
No, he's a Democrat.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Well, he'll flip. Doesn't matter. That guy went down to fucking...
Mark Sanford. He's a Democrat.
Yeah. Bar's lower for the Republicans, yeah. Right?
It actually means something if someone says to us, this guy was fucking a 15-year-old girl. Well, he wasn't. He was
right. How many
being
times?
Being untoward on Snapchat or whatever.
Oh, shit. You think Uma Abedin was like, God, you used the I want to bust the pussy line on her? Jesus. Jesus, ween.
Right.
Wiener.
Moron.
I mean, it's not funny, but it's like so stupid. It's so fucked up.
God, I got a lot to get to here on this lovely Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hump day.
I want to bust that pussy wide open. I do.
Monday night, the big event.
Yeah.
The big 90-minute event. I just can't.
Oh, shit.
I really can't wrap my brain around a scenario where Trump doesn't just shit the bed on Monday.
I don't know. I mean... I can't wrap my mind around the scenario where anything is not possible because it's Trump.
You remember Obama took a giant dump
oh,
in
yes.
that first debate against Romney.
Right,
remember how much
right.
he sucked?
He sucked. I forgot about that.
We were like, what the fuck is going on?
Everybody forgot about that giant dump. Do you think Obama listens to Crab Diving? And if he is, he's like, oh, thank-
so.
Hey, at Vile Experience, thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, I apologize. He admits it. He talks about it.
Oh, yeah.
But then he came out swinging those next two. That's when he had those that amazing, we have fewer horses and bayonets, too, line.
Wee-wee.
So.
That was a great fucking line.
Amazing line. We've got a story about the more Trumpy shenanigans. More is coming out about this. And if there's any doubt, by the way. Ladies, gentlemen, and other that are listening,
yes.
that the media bias is not flaming liberal progressive licking Hillary's crack.
What
the coverage has treated the Orange Don?
Oh yeah, man,
with kid gloves from the beginning.
That he didn't have to pay for shit with advertising because CNN was up his dick and MSNBC.
Yeah.
Blah 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 blah.
He's got hourly, daily things
oh, yeah.
that he really should be investigated on. And now I forget who even pointed out, but this Trump Foundation shit we're now finding out, which may be actual criminality. They're looking into.
Wow.
Now, what
Jeez.
Has come out today, not only did they find that they think he may have, that he stopped paying into this foundation.
Right.
Somebody today was explaining how the different foundations work. Like some of these foundations, the Clinton Foundation, you can't compare the two. Of course, you can't tell the idiots
no.
that it's, again, nuanced thought. It's,
yes, because Hillary's unfit
type,
to be president.
Yeah, it's a different type of foundation. The Trump
insane.
Foundation is one of these foundations that's set up by ultra wealthy people because they don't want to spend time giving their money away.
Fuck no. Yes, absolutely.
And they want to give money away.
Right.
So they set up and the way these things work is they put their own money that they don't need, that they're just going to wipe their privileged assholes with.
Oh, yes. You missed a spot.
And they put that into these trusts, and that's their found, and the money comes from that and then finances other shit.
Okay.
It's administered by an administrator or
right.
something that is in charge,
a poobah,
of sending out the money that is put in by a family or a group of rich people.
Yes.
Right?
Right. I'll take one Tim Tebow football helmet.
That's what the Trump Foundation was.
A Tim Tebow helmet.
That's what the Trump Foundation was. And at first he was putting his own money into it. Then
yes.
around 2008
oh, shit.
Is when he stopped. Because apparently he realized that he could get other idiots to put money into the Trump Foundation.
Yeah, what the fuck am I doing?
And then he could turn around and give that money away
Ooh.
And pretend it was his in the first place.
What a dick.
And claim, probably,
yes.
claim the tax deductions. That's what they're starting to look into. And not only that, but he used that money allegedly to buy a fucking Tim Tebow helmet.
Oh, God.
From the Gators, Florida Gators.
I don't care if he bought it dishonestly or honestly. The fact that he bought it is so douchey. It should disqualify him from high office.
Inducing.
Douchey.
Nausea inducing.
Ugh.
So.
Tim Tebow sucks.
And paid $10,000 for a 6 foot tall portrait.
Your portrait's actually taller than you, dickhead.
But that's shenaniganry, possibly bordering on criminality. Ooh. Now they've got new shit.
Oh, shit.
But the interesting thing is, how many news places have been looking into the Trump Foundation?
All of them. Oh, no, one. Us.
The Washington Post.
Oh, yeah.
Not us. I wish we were breaking these news.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that one guy at the Washington Post, who I'm sure Trump would like to have Putin'd.
Right. Absolutely.
He's probably calling calling Putin and be like, how do you get rid of these guys?
And the WAPO, they don't necessarily get along with Trump, right?
No. one of his first bannings from his
banished. You have been banished.
And now I got the guy from Breitbart running my fucking campaign. This is insane. All of us, this is all batshit crazy.
So now this one guy, Fahrenholt, I think is his name, over at the Washington Post, is one reporter, David Fahrenholt, who deserves a Pulitzer for what he's been doing, digging into this Trump Foundation. Now the Attorney General in New York said they're going to start looking into shit, or they have been kind of looking into shit. Well, now they've uncovered something that is utterly, if true, illegal.
What?
Trump spent more than $250,000 from his charitable foundation to settle lawsuits involved that he lost as his for-profit businesses.
Wait a second. He took money from his charity to defend himself.
To pay the settlement, the fine.
Okay.
For...
You can't do that?
The businesses. It's a non-profit charitable organization.
That's
a
great charity.
He had other people pay his fines. He's not putting money into that charity. He took money from other rich people, laundered it through his foundation, and paid his business fines with it.
Okay. Now, between you and me, that doesn't sound very presidential.
In one case,
yes,
Mar-a-Lago,
I've heard of it.
Giant mansion down in Floridia.
Oh, yes.
Palm Beach.
Crab diving, we'll move there.
They got into a fight. Because they raised a flagpole that was way too high for the codes.
Oh, God.
You would think Florida doesn't have any rules about
that. Hey, I'm going to get my flag close to Jesus, boy.
But of course, Donald Trump had to put the tallest flag. I want the tallest flag in Florida.
The thickest. The meatiest.
And so the town sued him.
Yes.
And they finally settled.
Okay.
And
a flagpole.
He faced $120,000 in unpaid fines.
For that flagpole and other shit.
Just the flagpole.
What an idiot.
They let it go for so long. They're, fuck you, we're not lowering the flagpole.
Oh my God, it's so fucking stupid.
Which, granted, is a ridiculous. If there's no planes flying over, I kind of don't. Some of those laws are.
But why does your flagpole? I want to know how tall it. What did it have to be lowered to?
Well, right.
That was so unacceptable. I don't know that specific.
So, but the town of city of Palm Beach finally agreed to waive the fine.
Okay.
In exchange for Trump,
right,
to send a check.
Okay.
For $100,000 to this veterans charity that they had selected.
Okay.
So they said, instead of giving the money to the city for your ridiculous fines,
right,
we're going to do something good with it.
Well, it's a charity. So it's you know, from the charity part of
Trump sent a check for $100,000 from the Donald J. Trump Foundation.
Oh, shit.
The charity funded by other people's money.
Paid for his fucking flagpole. That is insane. That's wrong. You can't do that.
A lawyer in New York who advises charities that they interviewed here at for the Washington Post.
Yes.
Named Jeffrey Tenenbaum.
Tenenbaum. Nine.
No, it's, what is it? Tannenbaum. It's German.
Oh, Tannenbaum.
Oh, is it Jewish? It's German. Tannenbaum is tree. So I said nine.
He could be Jewish or German. Well, he's German. It's of German descent, but he could be Jewish or German.
The Royal Tannenbaums.
He's Jewish. Trump really hates him.
By the way, buy the Royal Tannenbaums on Blu-ray on Amazon. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's a good movie.
Yes.
Jeffrey Tannenbaum. Oh, Tannenbaum. Who advises the charities. He's a charity type lawyer in Washington. I thought he was from New York. He's from Washington. Says, I represent 700. I represent 700 nonprofits a year. I've never encountered anything so brazen.
Meaning it took balls to do what he did?
It's really shocking. If he's using other people's money run through his foundation to satisfy his personal obligations, that's about as blatant an example of self-dealing, which is illegal, as I've seen in a while.
But it is brazen. There is a silver lining. We want our president to be brazen and to have balls, correct?
I guess.
Figuratively balls. I don't mean like, you know.
I knew I was running for president. And people, it's my charity. People were helping me.
Jesus Christ.
See, rich people, there's no accountability. There's no accountability.
Well, I'm sure they'll find a way to explain this. That'll make no sense at all. So that's good.
Right, right, right. I'm going to get to this. We had this yesterday. We didn't get to it, though. Just listen to the first couple minutes of this. This is...
Is this more Alex Jones?
This is who... I mean, I like Hillary. I don't dislike Hillary. She's got issues.
Right.
And I'm not talking Whitewater. I'm not talking
Vince
stupid
Foster.
Moronic issues.
Vince
I'm
Foster.
Talking... She, you know, she did vote for the Iraq War. Granted, a lot of them did, but a few didn't.
Right.
And she did.
She fucked up.
And, you know, she's a little eager to go into Libya and stuff. I think there are issues that we as progressives could point to her and say, well, what's up with that?
Yeah.
But Elizabeth Warren, I really like.
Oh, yeah, man.
A whole lot. I really like Elizabeth Warren a whole lot.
She's a badass. And she should stay where she is, right? Keep on keeping on.
Because I think she's really addressing... You know, she hasn't really talked that much about a lot of the social issues. She does when brought out. But, I mean, she's known for taking on these big banks, taking on these big companies. Why are you too big to... She's the one who got them to say they're too big to fail in these hearings. Too big to fail.
Well, I mean, you know, if you think about it, there are lots of social issues that are affected by what she's doing. I mean, if you're talking about
the
poverty.
The whole atmosphere.
Right.
The whole atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think is the foundation of... Everybody was happier in the 50s because even though there was, you know, the black people weren't happier. We're talking about the white people.
Sure.
And women, not as happy. but the white guys were...
They love it.
Loved the 50s.
Oh, yeah. Dicks out, baby.
Because they could, like my dad, go out and work a factory job with no high... My dad didn't even graduate high school. He had to go out and start working as a junior in high school because dad got sick.
Right. God, that sucks.
And
it shouldn't be like
that. But my dad was able to raise a family and have a house and a car and put me through indoctrination camp. That's mean. I like my Catholic education.
It made you smart.
And they weren't.
I mean, I went to a public.
You'd be amazed how
school
not Jesus-y they are. I mean, when I think back, they were.
Yes.
I had to do the bizarre rituals. I had to go through that.
Sacristine.
Motions for that. Even though, like I said, by second grade, I was kind of like,
you got it.
I don't get any of this.
You didn't believe any of it.
But the there wasn't. When you hear about some of these Christian schools and stuff, there isn't the real onerous indoctrination. I guess I went to a pretty liberal Catholic school or whatever because it, you know, and Catholics don't say that evolution is wrong.
Right.
Catholics don't go after science for the most part.
They go after younger things.
They say before.
Yes.
We, you know, when before the Big Bang, we don't know what happened. Scientists say, well, we don't know either. And Catholics say, well, God. All right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, after the Big Bang, they're like science. There's no Noah's Ark didn't happen.
Okay.
It wasn't Adam and Eve. Those are stories to scare dumb people. around the fire in Bronze Age. Iron Age. Bronze Age is
that's totally
is
different.
Even giving a few years. Yeah.
I mean, I went to public school in Georgia, and I took 2 years of French, and right now I can't count past 10, and I'm not even sure what 10 is.
That's a failure of the system. We should be learning languages.
10 in French
kindergarten
is Dean, right? Is it Dean?
Dean. I don't know.
I don't know.
I do not know.
I don't know Jack Sheen.
Trump is so stupid. My God.
This is the law, baby. Right. We're all stupid. We're all stupid. Don't worry about it.
So there was a hearing in Washington, Senate hearing, and they dragged, should be in chains, the CEO of Wells Fargo Bank.
Fuck you.
Let's just, how many CEOs of major banks do you think are benevolent, loving, great guys, Ryan?
I think they're the same guys who are measuring the foam in a latte at Starbucks.
Care about nothing.
They don't give a fuck. All they want to do is get rich and let the shit fall where it may, right in your mouth.
John Stumpf, S-T-U-M-P-F.
Beautiful name.
John Stumpf. Stumpf. Is the CEO of Wells Fargo. You may know that his bank was caught not that long ago opening fake accounts.
Yes.
Cheating customers out of fees, opening credit card accounts, going after, ruining people's credit scores because they're not paying their fees that they didn't sign up for.
They didn't know about. Fuck you, Johnny.
So in typical vulture capitalist evil fuckwad fashion, all of the upper executives resigned and have placed themselves at the mercy of the courts for prosecution.
Oh, yes.
Not. They fired the low-level people.
Yeah, man.
They did a purge of low-level management.
Okay.
And blamed them on the systemic cheating and lying of their company.
But they profited from it, no?
And they knew about it.
And they got rich off of it.
Of course.
Okay, well, that sucks. What are we supposed to do?
And guess what? I'm sure if they fire Herr Stumpf, that he's going to get a $50 million golden parachute bye-bye.
Dude, it's golden showers all around,
baby. No matter
baby.
What happens.
Let the love rain down. That's what's going to happen.
It was all a scheme to inflate their stock price. They were looking at investors for this bank.
Okay.
And they wanted their stock prices to go up by saying, look at how many accounts per person our bank has. Like, I guess they said the average wealthier person has three accounts, has three different bank accounts. They probably have a checking, use their daily debit card on.
Yes.
They have a savings account.
And hooker money.
Probably have a credit card or something else or some other third kind of account.
Yeah.
But they created, they wanted eight. They told their employees they want them to sell all of their accounts somehow to have eight different accounts. And
what?
I don't know if we'll get that far in the tape, but at one point,
oh my God,
we find out that the only reason this guy really did this was the number they came up with was because eight rhymes with great.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's the reasoning they put.
Oh my God.
So that forced everybody lower on the ladder to push these fraudulent accounts and force the atmosphere of these desperate employees who are held accountable now. That you better sell. Why don't they have eight accounts?
Dude, imagine the pressure. Imagine the pressure just shitting down on these guys. It's like fucking Glengarry Glen Ross shit.
Right. And then they go to Starbucks and measure the fucking latte.
Right, and just take it out on everybody.
Right?
Yeah, shit. What a lovely country.
So, this, really, I don't know why. I hope people, there better be jailing going on here with some of this shit.
I mean, you're ruining people's fucking credit. You're making their lives
miserable.
But it
won't happen. It won't happen.
No, fuck no.
And Elizabeth Warren, this is Elizabeth Warren delivering just an amazing slapping to this fuck who sat there. Yeah. I worry for her life, to be honest with you. Because yeah, these yeah. kind of people, I mean, she's doing this kind of shit. I really do worry about her.
Right.
These
bank guys are evil as fuck.
Yeah, this
and
is
they
like
don't have any feelings.
Globally evil,
globalists.
So here's a little bit. They announced earlier in the month they fired 5,300 employees for moving customers' money without authorization to create phony accounts to help pump up the stock price. So. Here she is taking the CEO.
Yes.
Who has an owie on his hand. His hand's all wrapped in bandages for some reason. I don't know what's going on. I guess we're supposed to feel sorry for
him. Oh, yeah. I feel so bad.
I broke my hand striking my servant.
Is it even real? The owie? Is it who knows? It's part of the whole, you know, get up.
So here she is grilling and righteously smacking down the foul reptilian evil criminal parasite class John Stumpf, CEO of Wells Fargo. Here's the awesome
Jesus
Elizabeth Warren.
You're a branch manager. I'm asking about the people who actually led your community banking division or your compliance division.
We've made a change in our regional to lead our regional bank.
I just said I'm not asking about regional managers. I'm not asking about branch managers. I'm asking if you have fired senior management, the people who actually led community banking division, who oversaw this fraud, or the compliance division that was in charge of making sure that the bank complied with the law.
Carrie Toll said.
Did you fire any of those people? No. Okay. So you haven't resigned. You haven't returned a single nickel of your personal earnings. You haven't fired a single senior executive. Instead, evidently, your definition of accountable is to push the blame to your low-level employees who don't have the money for a fancy PR firm to defend themselves.
Boom! Damn. Kaboom!
That is so fucked up.
Push the blame to lower employees who don't have the money for a fancy PR firm to defend them.
God, just think of the levels there. Okay, the people that get fucked with these fees
right.
and the extra accounts, and then these low-level management and people who, no, you right. know.
And no accountability for the rich white people.
I mean, what do you think happens when they don't sell the correct number of accounts they're supposed to?
Fired.
Yeah.
Docked.
Of accountable is to push the blame to your low-level employees who don't have the money for a fancy PR firm to defend themselves. It's gutless leadership. In your time as chairman and CEO, Wells has been famous for cross-selling, which is pushing existing customers to open more accounts. Cross-selling is one of the main reasons that Wells has become the most valuable bank in the world. Wells measures cross-selling by the number of different accounts a customer has with Wells. Other big banks average fewer than 3 accounts per customer, but you set the target at 8 accounts. Every customer of Wells should have 8 accounts.
Every customer should have 8 accounts.
Good God. For
every
what?
Every customer.
I mean, even if I had all the money in the world, why would I need 8 accounts? I mean,
honestly. With the bank. And that's not because you ran the numbers and found that the average customer needed 8 banking accounts. It is because...
Right? It's not based on what people want or need. It's based on how much can we pummel out of them and suck out of them and then make us look pretty to the rest of the world. It'll make our stock go up because look at how many accounts everybody right. has.
And you just said 8 was kind of arbitrary.
Quote, 8 rhymes
I'm gonna back
banking
up.
Accounts. It is because, quote, 8 rhymes with great. Oh my. This was your rationale God. Right there in your 2010 annual report. Cross-selling isn't about helping customers get what they need. If it was, you wouldn't have to squeeze your employees so hard to make...
So this is what the whole Consumer Protection Bureau that she founded is yes. about, and that the Republicans are desperate to kill and defund every single time. That's one of those little poison pills, those little cyanide suppositories they in to every fucking bill.
Be gentle!
That goes up, like, that we need, like, Zika funding.
Oh, yeah. We need Zika funding. But you want your Zika guys funding? Need eight fucking bank accounts.
You want your Zika funding? That's good. Defund that shit that Elizabeth Warren created that helps consumers. And this is what it's about.
Right. But you know what, dude? The reason that's hard is because that's hard to articulate to people. I mean, I get it.
What do you mean?
Well, explaining that concept, like what her board is, what they do, who they go after, why it's important. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
they protect consumers from evil big business twunts like this.
Yeah.
Consumer Protection Bureau.
I mean, I get it, but it's easier to do wedge issues like that. That's why I think.
Well, but they cry and say it's just another thumb up the ass of big business.
This is a big government they don't
like. More restriction on business. Nobody's dragging your mom and pop souffle shop into the Consumer Protection Federal Bureau.
Wells Fargo.
No one is dragging your little flower cart in front of Elizabeth Warren to get yelled at for your business practices. It was made
Wells Fargo
to counter these evil giant businesses and banks that are sociopathic and don't care. Obviously, they hurt people. They hurt people.
I mean, it's
to
purposeful.
Make money.
It is purposeful. You open eight accounts somebody knows about, then all of a sudden, God, it's like you're growing money out of nowhere. All of a sudden, you have eight accounts you don't know about.
And arbitrary.
And then fines associated with each account that you got to pay?
Because it rhymes with great. It's arbitrary. This asshole probably was laying in his $8,000 sheets.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And thought, how can, you know, eight rhymes with great. I think everybody should have eight accounts. I'm going to force those drones beneath me to sell. Sell, or get out. Yeah. We'll find somebody that will.
Who's that? Who's that? You watch that Vikings. Who's that guy? Who's the lead Viking guy? Aiden?
Rothgar.
Rothgar. See, here's how Rothgar would solve this problem with Wells Fargo. He'd send Rolo, his brother, over there with a giant axe. And he'd fuck him up. And then you know what happened? Wells Fargo wouldn't do it anymore. So and then who knows what his Vikings.
You're suggesting to me. I don't think that is the
you don't think Viking justice is called
either.
For?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Stop and frisk. Those are the ones who should be
stop and frisk.
We should be on Wall Street turning those fat white fuckers upside down.
You fucking bastards,
and
you're right.
Shaking the money out of them that they're stealing from the country.
It is
stop
pure
and frisk.
Fucking insanity that we're even worrying about that. Trump is telling people to stop and frisk.
Black people.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Black people.
We should stop and frisk that orange
we're
asshole.
We're going to be okay. You and I will be okay walking anywhere.
Oh, yeah, sure. But these guys, they're worried about the crime on the street, somebody getting there, whatever they think is happening. These guys are...
And there is crime on the streets happening, but then again...
Not comparable to this, right?
They blame the color of the skin of the people for the situation in the areas that they are in. And for the troubles, they blame the racists, blame the blacks. If the blacks weren't so crimey, then we wouldn't have to shoot them.
You know what trickles down? This poverty shit. That's what it is. Because these guys, they're shooting the money. Who knows?
Racism.
Yeah, dude.
Add racism to that.
Oh, yeah.
All these angry Trumpalos. All the dumb white people who are angry because of the economic situation.
Right.
And then they're too stupid to realize it because a preacher tells them that the Negro in chief is coming for their guns and he's a Muslim.
Jesus.
And he's going to turn your son gay.
Oh, you mandatory blowjobs in the city square every Wednesday morning.
And then they forget that the big coal company is closing because they're just not making enough. Well, not coal. Coal's not a good example. But the manufacturing company is closing up because they can squeeze Jose and Maria for 40 cents and pay them 40 cents an hour to do the work in Mexico.
Right. And meanwhile, everybody gets fucked. And these fucking executives, they get the opposite of, well, they get fucked, but in a good way.
And then if you're
such crap,
is it Hostess? Then you blame the death of the Twinkie.
Oh yeah,
on
me,
on the evil unions for wanting too much, like healthcare and like maybe as part of the profits and maybe not having to work without overtime and shit. And they were asking. Meanwhile, corporate profit is up. It's not like everybody's suffering.
Yeah, what is this thing?
This bank fuck, this Strumpf dude, his money in the Caymans is piling up by the second, regardless of the fact that he got a tongue lashing from Elizabeth Warren. Ooh. He made more in this 5-minute beating he took from Elizabeth Warren than you and I will probably make in our lifetimes.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
On interest.
Kate, get my razor blades together and draw a warm tub. Good God. Fuck this.
Here's just a couple seconds more.
Make it happen. No, cross-selling is all about pumping up Wells' stock price, isn't it?
No, cross-selling is shorthand for deepening relationships.
Deepening relationships. Cross-selling is deepening relationships.
Oh, can I make a prediction? I think Elizabeth Warren is about to say, oh, yeah, that makes total sense. You guys are done for the day. Goodbye.
Stock price, isn't it?
Deepening a relationship with someone without their permission is rape.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, cross-selling is shorthand for deepening.
Listen, don't you just want to...
Yes.
Cross-selling. This is the face of evil,
right?
In our system now, and parts of the country look up to him.
Oh God,
he's a successful businessman. Oh, tell me what to do, successful businessman, white man. Tell me what to do.
Spatter me.
It's all about pumping up Wells' stock price, isn't it?
No, cross-selling is shorthand for deepening relationships. We only do well.
Let me stop you right there. You say no? No? Here are the transcripts of 12 quarterly earnings calls that you participated in from 2012 to 2014, the 3 full years in which we know this scam was going on.
Let's contrast this hearing and this outraged senator to the Planned Parenthood witch hunt, to the Benghazi witch hunt, where she is producing evidence and actual words that they have said, not just blustering and saying
outrage.
Did you not leave 4 people to die in Benghazi?
Yeah, this is a lot fucking different.
I mean, this is the kind of hearings we should be having all the time, going after these big businesses like this. This is what we want our government to do. We don't want to spend millions of dollars dragging Hillary Clinton before a Benghazi hearing just for political purposes. This is not for political purposes.
This will benefit us.
Society.
Right.
Break these fuckers up. Yeah. Break big. I mean, here's I'll wave a little bit of a almost commie flag.
Oh, geez.
Break big everything up. Ooh. It does no good.
Right.
No good.
Oh, I agree. Fuck this shit, man. Let's get crazy.
I'd like to submit them for the record, if I may, Mr. Chair. Thank you. These are calls.
Now, this is, ladies and gentlemen, get out and vote. Please, please, please,
God
please, please.
It.
We need the Senate. We need the Senate.
Oh, yeah.
Because
man.
Imagine her being the chair of the finance committee or the chair of the banking committee. Imagine her deciding what gets talked about in these committees and what gets brought up instead of these fucking Republican corporate dicks.
Shit dickery.
Where you personally made your pitch to invest.
And I don't know why I was thinking about this earlier. All they've got on her is Pocahontas.
I know.
That's all they have on her.
How
on that
disgusting.
Side. And Trump tries to say, she's done nothing. She's done nothing. She's done nothing. And Pocahontas.
That's cartoon-like.
That's what they've got on her. They can't fault any of the things that she's done.
No.
And analysts about why Wells Fargo is a great investment. And in all 12 of these calls, you personally cited Wells Fargo's success at cross-selling retail accounts as one of the main reasons to buy more stock.
Okay.
So this goes on. But I mean, you get the idea. Yes. She's not letting this shit get by.
It's a plan. What they did was a fucking plan, and they knew that.
Isn't this on the nightly news?
Because it's boring.
The first part where she...
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think it's boring, but...
I mean, I agree with you. But you know I'm just saying...
Knock a few IQ points off the top of your noggin over there.
This is why we can't have pretty things, because the dummies...
We can't.
Because the dummies are out there not knowing what's going on.
Do you think it's any fucking... it's any coincidence that all these newscasters at Fox are hot chicks with their legs out, man?
Yeah.
It's fucking, you know... It's a smokescreen, right?
Somebody on TV today said, well, you know, in Ohio... we're just the numbers are starting to change a little bit in the polls because people are just now starting to get engaged. And I was like, just now starting to get engaged.
Must be shitting me.
Shame on you.
Oh,
shame,
absolutely.
Shame.
Yeah,
shame.
I'm sorry. Are you not? Is anyone interested in the fact that a guy who's endorsed by every fucking white supremacist that ever walked the planet, he's running for president? And not only that, he's kind of popular with certain groups of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think my parents probably would be voting Trump.
No, they would
bullshit. They would be torn. They were torn.
No, they wouldn't.
My mom was torn with Obama.
What do you mean? She wasn't sure she could vote for Obama?
Yeah.
But Obama's from Illinois. Everybody in Chicago loved Obama. Not everybody?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Harold Washington is all I have to say.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Harold Washington was the first black mayor of Chicago, and he was a Democrat, and he ran against a guy named Bernie something or other. Carrick? Was that the guy's name? But regardless.
Oh, that name sounds familiar.
Regardless,
Bernie Carrick.
He almost lost to a Republican.
Oh, shit.
Because of all of the terrified white people.
Okay.
That a black man, even if he's a Democrat,
yes,
nonetheless, it was a black one.
God,
but it's
Chicago,
winning. And there's a lot of people who are the same way with a woman. Now we can't wrap our brains around that.
Yes.
But do you remember when we went on when we started on that wrestling network?
Oh my
and we heard
God.
Another show of guys,
idiots.
Who are,
but these guys are so stupid.
But they're social liberals.
Dumbasses. But these guys.
But they still said, I don't know if I could vote for a woman.
You know, they just can't make decisions. That's what they said. That's what these two idiots on a wrestling network said.
What if she's bleeding and there's something going
they say
on?
That?
No, they said mood swings. Remember? They said
so
mood swings.
Dumb.
Like guys don't have mood swings.
Shit.
Yeah, really. By the way, we got a new Daily Upper Decker tonight. I just got an email.
It was an interesting segue.
It's gonna. He says it's gonna feature Jay Cutler shit dickery.
Oh fuck him!
Shit dickery. Jay Cutler.
Listen,
he's a quarterback for the Bears.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. We're not having a great season already, and you Packer fans can go ahead and kick us while we're down.
Suck a
dick. You haven't had that great of a season either.
Right. You suck as well. How do you like that? Daily Upper Decker.
I'm embracing my Cubs right now. I'm not going to let the fucking Bears be the turd floating in my pool.
Floaters. Hey, by the way, the Cubs clinched home field advantage in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So fuck everyone. Oh, yeah. Daily Upper Decker tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific on the Crab Diving Network.
That's right.
Hosted by Tommy Gimler.
So there you go. Elizabeth Warren, big loves, big crabby loves out to Elizabeth Warren, who I'm really glad she didn't. She wasn't the vice president or anything. I think she's especially if Trump were to win, we desperately need her in the Senate. Should we win the White House and still not take the Senate? All of it. We need her in the Senate. She's an important voice there.
Right.
And now that she's become more and more popular, she's got power and props. So hopefully her and Bernie will be able to get some actual shit done. In the majority would be much better, though.
Yeah.
Getting shit done from the majority.
Thank God Anthony Weiner's out of it. I mean, he seems like a guy that was just too busy with his penis to do anything like this, you know?
Right.
I'm so glad Elizabeth Warren doesn't have that same perv.
I mean, I'm sure that goes around.
Who knows? Maybe she is a perv. I don't really know her.
But it's the social media that brings these people down.
Right.
And the fact, you know, he tried to have a Twitter relationship or whatever he had.
Mark Sanford,
God, it's insane.
Left the country.
Oh, yeah.
While he was governor.
Well,
I mean,
man, that doesn't mean, you know, you don't
every
go to
time
Chile.
I relive that story, it's like, insane. Wait, this is in the 21st century this happened.
Why didn't he bring the
1500s
girl to him? Why didn't he fly
her
to
governor.
North Carolina?
He's the governor of a state, and he just vanished. Amazing.
He was on the Appalachian Trail.
Ringing in.
Hello?
Ringing in from the dark side.
Oh, yes.
With still alive, apparently, the spinal cord fluid of virgins dripping from his lips.
Do you want a protein boost?
Pat Robertson.
Oh, God. What's he fucking up to?
Pat Robertson's... well, here you go. Here's Pat Robertson being... This is where, I want to know... I want to know the tax-exempt status of the 700 Club and of Pat Robertson's ministries. Because
who is he endorsing?
If this old Skeksis is tax-exempt... He needs to be investigated, as Brent would say on the Hollywood Hick.
You think he's promoting conservative politicians?
It's absolutely shocking. The left, ladies and gentlemen, the so-called progressives want one thing. They want to bring socialized life to America, and they want to control every aspect of the life you and I live. They want to have control over health care, over banking, over...
Yeah, we want the people to have control over health care.
Yes.
It would be great if the people had control over banking, some totalitarian junta. How about these worker self-directed enterprises?
Did he just hear the last segment? The last fucking segment!
I don't think he was listening.
Socialized
care over banking,
lifestyle.
Over industry, over labor relations, over the schools, over everything. And they think a small group of...
Yes. I'm losing my mind already.
It's
because
insane.
You old fuck, you want to hand it over to people like Strumpf.
Ooh, yes.
And Trump. Right. You want to this guy wants to hand it over to the evil banksters. They want to privatize everything. They're accusing us of being evil for saying, hey, everybody should have access to good health care,
right,
regardless of what you make.
Yes. That doesn't mean there's going to be mandatory butt-fucking to the town square,
maybe
stupid.
Everyone should have access to healthy food.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what you make.
Shut up,
maybe
pussy.
Everyone should have access to some sort of shelter, no matter what you make.
Fuck you, dummy.
That's what we're saying.
It's cartoon-like.
They want to privatize everything.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
So now he's saying we want to turn it over to a few people. That's just the opposite. Ooh. We want to turn it over to the people, which
right,
is all of us. You are wanting to turn it over to a few people. God, it's just lies.
Over labor relations, over the schools, over everything. And they think a small group of, quote, elites in Washington know more about how to run this government than 300 million Americans know. Well, that's not true, but that's what they feel.
The people, the elites in Washington, we still kind of have the ability to get rid of.
Oh, yeah.
Every couple of years. So these elites are still kind of answerable to we, the people.
Right.
Strumpf is not answerable to anybody. These big businessmen are answerable to no one.
They don't have to account for anything. They do whatever the fuck they want to do. My God, that guy ate rhymes with great. I mean that.
Therefore, let's start firing some lazy employees who aren't selling enough.
But talk about accountability. This is loony.
And this is just lies.
Oh yeah, he's full of shit.
This is how they fire up the dummies.
Yeah,
They think that socialized medicine for everybody,
yes, is evil.
Is licking the dick slit of Satan.
Oh, absolutely.
Does know. Well, that's not true, but that's what they feel. And Obama is trying his dead level best to impose his view of socialism on this nation. I think
Obama is trying to put forth the policies of the will of most of the fucking people who elected him on Obamacare. They elected him because we want to have medicine for everybody. Because we want income equality. We want equality.
Is the reason he sounds so insane and a lot of these right-wing nut jobs when they're coming out against things like socialized medicine and shit, it's like they're in this weird battle of semantics. They're calling it something that it isn't.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Well, and still tying it to...
like communism.
Right. Man. The evil of communism, which... communism and socialism are separate, different things. And communism ain't evil. Communism is a philosophy.
It's evil.
That's the problem.
Did you not read any of those Tom Clancy books?
That's what's cool about the fact that these idiots are dying, is that these Cold War fossils are, except for Pat fucking Robertson, are dropping dead and taking their, oh my God, communism equals evil.
Wait, what are you saying? You don't think the world will be less without Pat Robertson?
Kids these days, at least, aren't terrified of communism.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
They don't know for communism. And the younger, the younger Bernie people of voting age.
They're into it.
They're all for it. Bernie was an avowed democratic socialist. Anyway.
Yeah.
Here's more of this hate-filled.
Goo.
Wrong. Liar. Yeah. Liar.
Full of shit.
Lying to scared people. So I don't believe there's a hell.
Fuck him.
If there was, this one would be spit roasted eternity.
Ass to ass.
Doing his dead level best to impose his view of socialism on this nation. And I think we need to call it what it is. He's a radical socialist. And he was nurtured in the school of radical, whatever you call it, revolution. And his teachers are those who hate America.
Here we go.
And, you know,
Saul Alinsky.
Whatever you call it.
Drink if he says Saul Alinsky.
Okay.
Teachers are those who hate America. And, you know, here he is president of the United States. And the Congress says, basically, we can't do anything to stop him. Well, the only thing we can do to stop him is put another president who could reverse all.
Congress says we can't do anything to stop him.
Congress has been doing everything to stop him. Even things that don't make sense.
This is that moronic Freedom Caucus delusion that we in the minority... if we don't get 100% of our way, we're shutting down the whole thing.
It's fucking lunacy.
Even though the majority of people want background checks for guns, we in the tiny minority who believe that Jesus himself invented the Glock we're going to prevent you from passing your evil gun control laws.
Right.
What we can do to stop him is put another president who could reverse all those rules. But that's what we're looking at right now. But it will control everything you do, and it will be death to this country.
Jeez.
It will control everything you do.
God, this old crusty fuck really has a flair for the dramatic. No. It's killing us. It's killing you. It's death. Do you hear all this shit?
Right.
My God, Chicken Little.
So take it away from... Take control of these entities away from the evil government and put it in the hands of benevolent profiteers.
Oh, okay. Who, sure.
They're just doing good for society.
Oh, let me open up and bend over.
That makes so much sense.
God, fuck you.
Looking to worker self-directed enterprises, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, by the way.
Love them.
I'm so sorry. Did you see that thing I put on Facebook about the fucking pollution in Florida? It was in Orlando somewhere.
No.
Some gigantic evil-ass chemical company leaked a shit ton of radioactive water into a fucking aquifer.
And that's okay.
X-Men origin stories all around.
And,
fuck it.
And Rick Scott cares fuck all.
Yeah.
And he'll get the taxpayers to pay for the cleanup.
Oh, sure.
And get the taxpayers and the evil corporation, even if somebody's fired, he'll get a $20 million golden parachute bonus.
And supposedly this plan or whatever had the largest amount of waste. It's a huge fucking thing.
Jail. That's what Elizabeth Warren says at the end of her speech when she's talking. She's like, people need to start going to jail for this. That's the only time now that people like Strumpf will be held accountable and may think twice before
they go to jail,
thinking how they can just screw people and increase their profits and get away with it. If they themselves, if white, saggy old Trump, Strumpf, has to go to jail, and real jail, not I'm going to do a quick nine holes before I come back for lunch jail.
Right.
Real jail. Then maybe they'll start thinking about it. But we haven't been able to touch one. And
it's insane.
Name a big executive that was actually facing time.
Ken Lay. He died suddenly, mysteriously. God is mysterious. Shit.
So there you go. We've got...
By the way, go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
That's right. Buy your shit there.
Well, that's Amazon.
Oh, wait.
I just said...
Oh, you said Facebook.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. And go to Amazon.
I've got... Oh, sure, why not? Let's some more love from the right. Oh,
okay.
That was Pat Robertson.
Gosh. There's more?
I know, it's hard to believe.
I'm so spoiled.
This one...
Oh, shit.
I would love to interview this gentleman and ask him...
Okay.
For citations, please.
Okay.
Here on... Oh, this is going to be doubly scary. This is on the Howie Carr Show.
What the fuck is that?
Right-wing nut job... radio host.
Oh, God.
Out on the East Coast, I believe.
Charlatan!
Nut job. Speaking with another right-wing nut job.
Ooh, who is it?
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with...
Inimitable. Well, no, he's actually very inimitable.
Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have... people come along who they loved. It was the same sex, and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Yeah. Hey, give me one of them Greco massages with your mouth.
Oh man!
About to go into battle.
They did have. They would give each other prostate massages.
Oh, right. God. You're all distracted and tired when you go into battle after one of these Greek massages. I don't know what happened.
Louis Gohmert.
I need to wipe down my breastplate.
Was on the Howie Carr Show.
Okay.
And,
jeez. I've never heard of this Howie Carr. Who the fuck is this?
He's a nut. This is Louis Gohmert and his theory. Another batshit theory.
Fuck you.
Senator Phil Graham, former Senator Phil Graham, I can't imitate Senator Graham very well, but anyway, he said, we always feed the dogs that are trained to bite us. And I thought,
that's
what we're still doing. We're still feeding the dogs that are trained to bite us. And no, I'm not saying Muslims are dogs. They're not. I've got very good friends around the world.
I've got Muslim friends.
Dude, if you're using an analogy and then you have to say after it, listen, and by the way, I'm not referring to Muslims as dogs. New analogy.
And then you've got to whip out, by the way, I've got ex friends.
Oh, yeah.
I got black friends. I got gay friends.
That I count on to help keep the world safe as it is. They don't want radical Islamists. One of them is who Trump just met with.
Yeah, Al-Sisi.
Al-Sisi over from Egypt.
Boy. Al-Sisi, a dubious character in Egypt. Trumpian. This was an interesting contrast. Now I got to try to remember what happened. But I think both Hillary and Donald met with Al-Sisi over the weekend. He was here in the States.
Okay.
The president of Egypt.
Yes.
And Trump came out with a statement, and they talked about what had been talked about, and Trump was like, I love what you've done with the place. I can't wait to see it, kind of a thing. And Hillary Clinton sat down with him and said, it's great. You know, I like Egypt is great. But you got some human rights abuses going on. You've got some other stuff going on that we'd maybe like to take a talk about, you know, that we're going to have to maybe take a look about that we don't 100% agree with.
Yeah, yeah. We got some issues.
Right.
Okay.
And this guy is not the best leader. But guess what? He's one of these Putinian strongmen.
Okay.
He's a military leader who's taken
Putinian.
Over the country.
I love it.
Putinian, who's taken over the country.
Yes.
Forcing everyone to do what he says for their own good.
Oh, great.
You know, it's one of those, and it's what Trump wants to do. And,
yeah,
and
babysitter he wants with to a military.
Model, yeah, he wants to model our presidency after the Russian presidency, which is now a dictatorship.
Right.
Putin got like 95% of the vote last
He's so fucking popular. Oh, yes.
The administration was angry when he overthrew the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Didn't they briefly cut off American aid?
They didn't. They were upset because they overthrew the democratically elected.
Right.
Muslim.
It's what the people wanted, right?
Yes.
They voted on this shit.
Aid, military aid to the Egyptians.
And of course, and Obama demanded that they put the Muslim Brotherhood guy, Morsi, back.
Morsi, the duly elected
president
of Egypt.
But Obama wanted him back there because he's a Muslim.
Of course.
That's
where we're going.
And, and by the way, Morsi is another one of those that had his wife come to America to have a child so they could have an American citizen.
Oh, an anchor baby. Yeah. We can't say anchor baby anymore, though, can we?
Al-Awlaki, you know, the guy that the first American killed intentionally with a drone strike because he was too dangerous, and his name keeps coming up with Rahimi and all this stuff. Al-Awlaki was where his parents were from Yemen. They came to the U.S. on a college visa, had Al-Awlaki, took him back to Yemen, taught him to hate America, and that's why they couldn't keep this terrorist Al-Awlaki from coming in. And I think
that's why they couldn't keep him from coming in, because he was an anchor baby. But listen to this.
Okay.
This is where we get batshit.
Right.
One of the reasons they needed to blow him up with a drone strike is if he'd ever been caught, arrested, he would have sung about all the different people he worked with in the administration.
If he would have been caught, he would have sung. They had to blow him up with a drone strike.
Obama
the
took
reason
care of
they
it.
Had to blow him up with a drone strike is because he'd been caught. He would have sung, and they would have talked about all the different people he worked with in the administration.
Okay, this conspiracy goes straight to the top.
So the terrorist that Obama blew up. The reason that he blew him up, the American citizen terrorist, is that they were shutting him up because he had been working with the administration. But
we've got pictures of him leading prayers with the Capitol Hill staffer, staffers here on Capitol Hill.
We've got pictures of Al-Awlaki.
Yeah.
Leading prayers at Capitol Hill.
Can I be the interviewer guy?
Yeah.
Ugh. Bleh.
Bleh.
Do you hear him? He's so stupid.
Ew, stinky Muslims.
What an idiot.
So they have these weekly Muslim gatherings that were pretty sparsely. Probably still, but now there are two Muslims in the Washington that are representatives now.
Blah.
Bet they feel great.
Right. Oh, I'm sure that's a real party. You get to turn on talk radio and somebody's describing them and somebody else is going like this. Blah, blah.
But so they have this Muslim prayer group on Capitol Hill. And Louis just said that we got pictures of him leading prayer service on Capitol Hill with the Muslims here with the administration. Guess what? They have rotated. They have a ton of people that lead the prayer every week. They bring in somebody different. And way back, this guy, Anwar Al-Awlaki, was in Washington, and I guess did deliver a prayer at one of these meetings. When George Bush was president.
God damn it.
George W. Bush was the president when this guy gave his speech and prayed at the Muslim whatever. And then he ended up going back to Yemen and getting radicalized. Or he was radicalized already. Who knows?
So it wasn't Obama.
Ending up, Obama had nothing to do with Anwar al-Awlaki.
He wasn't even there.
He'll know about these. So any administration, if there were shenanigans involved,
it would have been Bush.
It was the Bush administration.
Bush would have blown the guy up.
God.
Did Louis Gohmert not think of this, or is he just speaking off the cuff and it's sort of making it up as he's going along?
Yeah, he's got to go back and tell his knuckle draggers in cowboy hats at his town hall meeting that we got something new.
Yeah.
Muslim Brotherhood's all over Washington.
This is what I mean. This is too complicated. You're never going to be able to explain to these idiots what you just said, that they're not going to understand.
The truth, you mean?
They're not going to get it. Because this bullshit lie is more it satisfies whatever this Obama bloodlust they fucking have. This Muslim bloodlust, their bigotry and their hatred.
Well, it's black.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God, that is so frustrating.
Just so you know, there's a new ad.
Yes.
A pro-Trump ad.
Ooh.
That is running. From, I believe, from the campaign.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Officially.
What's Donald doing? Is he in a hot tub talking, pontificating during the commercial?
I guess here's the start of it.
The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule. We the people choosing our own pursuit of happiness. It doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. Hunting, fishing, trapping. We the people own these precious renewable...
the look of recognition just flashed across Ryan's face. None other than the Motor City Madman Ted Nugent.
Hunting, fishing, trapping. Who the fuck? Who's into
showing up? The guy who has called for Hillary Clinton to be hanged. Hanged.
Hunting, fishing, trapping. Good God.
Has also, in 2016 alone, this is Media Matters.
Yes.
2016 alone. So the thing is, they're playing Nugent on an official video. Nugent!
It's nuts!
What a parade of just heinousity they've got on that side.
Ass fuckery. Ass fuckery!
God, what was Scott Baio busy?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet he's in this.
Oh, yeah.
It's an 8-minute video. It features other conservative media figures, including Sean Hannity.
Oh, my God.
Who I understand, there's another story today that Fox has finally said, look, ixnay on being in the Trump adsays.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're finally saying, okay, look, you can even... Say you can even endorse him on your show because he's a pundit,
oh,
not
sure,
a,
yes.
A newsman.
Pundit.
But doing actual commercials for the guy is going too far.
That freak Fox out. Meanwhile, you run around in there, it's like Eyes Wide Shut in the fucking
him. Yeah.
Blowjobs in the copy room, you know?
All of these loonies God. They had.
Hunting, fishing, trapping.
yeah, here's the rest of Nugent's
we
party.
The people own these precious renewable natural resources. It's a way of life, which is why conservation is the greatest success story in the world here in America. Hillary Clinton is against all these things. She will destroy the freedom that is uniquely American. Donald Trump will safeguard the things that make America the greatest place in the world.
She will destroy the freedom.
She will destroy
that
white man.
That is uniquely American.
She's going to destroy a white man, and you don't even give a shit.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I guess I'm worried.
She's going to destroy hunting, fishing, trapping, knifing. Wait, what else?
In 2016 alone, Nugent has promoted anti-Semitic content, used a racial slur against a Latino critic,
oopsie.
Promoted misogynist reasons why guns are better than women, shared a racist meme advertising a fake moving company. Yeah. I'm quoting.
Uh-oh.
Two niggers in a stolen truck. He sent a meme.
Oh, my God.
And smeared Minnesota police shooting victim Philando Castile as a criminal. This is the guy.
Yes.
Who the video of him and his girlfriend in the car. The guy
right.
that the cop shot when he was reaching for his wallet that the cop told him to get.
We can't listen to damn Yankees anymore, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is too much.
Bud Light in August pulled sponsorship of a Nugent concert. Even Bud Light.
Yeah, even Bud fucking Light,
Bud
man.
Light.
They don't have any feelings. They're a beer company. A shitty beer company. They're huge.
Redneck Nectar.
I lactate. They
pulled their support for him.
Yes.
In 2014, he caused a national controversy in 2014 by campaigning with Texas Republican governor candidate at the time, Greg Abbott, because at the time is when Nugent referred to President Obama as a subhuman mongrel.
Oh, shit.
But now he's doing an ad.
Oh, yes.
An official Trump ad.
Is this ad endorsed by Trump?
I think it's put out by the campaign. It's some 8-minute suck fest,
you know,
for the Donald.
There's no suck fest that the Dems would set up an advertisement that features a guy that ever referred to our president as a subhuman mongoloid.
Mongrel.
Mongrel. Sorry. Jeez. God, that's worse. Oh my God. They're turning this Ted Nugent into a real person. You know, I mean, they're treating him like he's not an insane person. He's insane. And Donald Trump's people are treating him like he's not.
Right?
He's a crazy bigoted racist.
It's batshittery.
Hey, you know what he likes to do? He plays great music and likes to kill Bambi with a fucking bow and arrow. Fuck you!
Kill Bambi.
Well, the bow and arrow. That's how he likes to
hunt,
and
he doesn't have to. And yeah, okay, he eats it and he makes the bones into toothpicks. I don't know. He uses every fucking part of the animal. Good for fucking him. He doesn't have to. He can, you know what? Get in his Motor City mad van and drive over to the Walmart, the Super Walmart, and buy some shit.
Dude, if you shoot me to death and then make oatmeal in a bowl fashioned from my skull, it's not going to make me feel any better.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I've got a story here.
Okay.
Oh, well, here we go. The Milwaukee sheriff that they put on Fox, he's a right wing nut job.
Oh God, yeah, I remember this
David
guy.
David Clark.
Sure. What a loon.
The African American, inexplicably right wing loon. Said that the protest in North Carolina was primitive subhuman behavior.
Oh, shit.
There we go again.
Primitive subhuman behavior. People that are outraged that innocent people are being shot to death and murdered by our fucking police.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insane. What are we not? What are we allowed to be mad at, if not that?
Don King this morning.
He now is the nominee. Now, you got to understand something. The party doesn't want him.
Come on.
The system doesn't want him. The lying politicians doesn't want him. And you've got to understand that he's here by the will of the people. And to God. If God is in all things. All things. So.
God. Mike Pence is even. They're in a church, by the way. They're at a values. Midwest Vision and Values Pastors Leadership Conference in Cleveland, Ohio.
Fire up Grindr, baby. Right?
Amen.
Mike Pence sitting next to Trump.
Everybody's fucking.
And in typical Trump fashion, he's sitting down. And just saying thank you, because every bit of applause is all about him. Even his speeches, right?
Oh, yeah.
He'll talk about what about the great sacrifice that our police make? Let's hear it for the police. They're so great, and the people start clapping. He goes, "Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Good God.
Thank you."
He's a loon.
Ask it. I love you. I love you. Now, it means so much to me for a man that is walking in the shoes. You know what I mean? When he said what. The guy was carrying you, God was carrying you. Oh, no, God was walking with you. They said, but I don't see even one set of footprints. He said, because God was carrying you, you know.
Brother.
And so you got to understand what I'm trying to say to you is.
This guy killed somebody.
So did he really?
Let's not forget that. He did time for murder for manslaughter. Yeah.
He killed somebody?
Don King killed somebody. I'm going to look that up.
The white woman. And I put it in this category so you understand what I'm saying.
Uh-oh.
The white woman and the slave, the people of color. When the system was created, they did not give her. The first will be last and the last will be first. The white woman did not have the rights and she still don't have the rights. And people of color don't have their rights. Those are the left outs. Donald Trump says no.
Well, you know, we agree with that.
Yeah. We're going back to inclusiveness. Everybody counts. So that's why when I see them try to ridiculize him or to try to...
It's Don King. He was one of the original
word
inventors.
Ridiculize.
Ostracize and pervert. I want you to understand every white woman should cast a vote for Donald Trump. Not for Donald Trump, the man, but to knock out the system, to help him, to get their rights, you know.
Good God.
I'm not sure that Don King is the best messenger for suburban white women.
I haven't heard
to convince them.
God, I didn't think about that.
This, look how blatant this is.
Yes.
It's not even Don King saying, black people, we want you to vote for Trump. They know that there's no fucking way.
No way.
He's even making it obvious. White women, I'm out here as a black man saying, you white women got to vote for him.
It's very odd.
It's just
weird,
obvious.
Man.
Pervert, I want you to understand every white woman should cast a vote for Donald Trump. Not for Donald Trump, the man, but to knock out the system, to help him, to get their rights, you know, and be able to deal with it. And I'm appealing to all the blacks because they vote is given away cavalierly, lackadaisically, with no redeeming factor, and they have claimed the vote by party that you got to vote this way, you know, and this is what you do, but you have nothing. He is a doctor of humanness.
You know, every time I think of
that.
Donald Trump, I really... the first thing that pops into my mind is some sort of doctorate.
I'm a doctor of humanness.
Some sort of PhD.
Is that what he said? A doctor of humanness?
I have a PhD in poontang. Huh? Yeah. Doctor of humanness.
Like
humanness.
H-U-M-A-N-E-S-S. Humanness.
Okay.
This way, you know, and this is what you do, but you have nothing. He is a doctor of humanness, and he's the only gladiator that will take on the system like the David and the Goliath to be able to throw this system out and create a new system where it encompasses all women, people of color, blacks, and all freedom-loving people coming together to support themselves under the leadership of the dynamic, the human man that would fight for your rights.
Dynamic. The human man.
God damn.
That will fight for your rights.
As opposed to what kind of man? The Romulan man?
Donald Trump. This is what we want, and this is what America needs. America needs Donald Trump. We need Donald Trump, especially black people. Because you got to understand, my black brothers and sisters, they told me, you got to try to emulate and imitate the white man, and then you can be successful. So we tried that. So you say, if you can get some money, you can do this here. I told Michael Jackson, I said, if you're poor, you are a poor Negro. I would use the N-word. But if you're rich, you are a rich Negro. If you are intellectual, you're an intellectual Negro.
He's making our point.
Yes.
That no matter what you do, you're going to be perceived as that Negro part. As is the most important part. You're a dancing Negro. You're a singing Negro. He's kind of making the point of why racism is bad.
Right.
Right.
I would use the N-word. But if you're rich, you are a rich Negro. If you are intellectual, you're an intellectual Negro.
Big smile on Don's face.
If you are dancing and sliding and gliding, Negro, you are.
Big smile on Don's face, and a couple of white guys behind him laughing. And one African American gentleman who's been taking cell phone video apparently behind him, head to hand. So the black guy is like, oh God, he just said
face palm,
the N-word.
Right.
White guys in frame laughing their asses off.
Oh, sure. Hey, what does he mean though? Like sliding and gliding? Why is this person sliding and gliding?
Here, listen to his.
I don't get it.
And sliding and gliding, nigga. I mean, Negro. You are dancing and sliding and gliding, Negro. So dare not alienate because you cannot assimilate. So, you know, you're going to be a Negro till you die.
Dare not alienate because you cannot assimilate.
Oh, I see.
Is he telling black people not to be nasty to white people?
Right, because you're not going to be able to. You're not going to be able to be like them, but they're always going to be there, so don't piss them off. You got to figure out how to live with them. I think that's what he's saying. I don't.
So when you deal with the reality of what life really means, I learned the lesson.
So just be a shut up and be a quiet house Negro.
I think that's what he's saying.
Is what he's saying.
Jeez. That seems like a shitty message.
We've come so far.
Wow.
Cannot assimilate. So, you know, you're going to be a Negro till you die. So when you deal with the reality of what life really means, I learned a lesson from that because I've been on both sides of the area. When I come out the penitentiary.
For second degree murder, by the way, I looked it up.
Oh, my God. What does a second degree mean? He didn't mean to. It's a crime of passion? Or
yeah, I guess.
Nevertheless, I mean, listen, by the way, Hillary, if anybody comes out for Hillary and they got any, they're a murderer, it comes out that they had a murder charge. Can you imagine
that
the outrage?
The father of Omar Mateen, who shot up the nightclub in,
just happened to be there,
showed up in the background and they lost their mind. This man
went to jail, a
repeated charlatan. I mean, everybody that has worked with Don King has sued him, I think. I'm trying to find exactly what. He ran an illegal bookmaking operation out of the basement of a record store.
Okay.
In Cleveland.
Oopsie.
He was charged for killing two men in incidents 13 years apart.
Oh, okay.
The first was determined to be justifiable homicide after it was found that he shot Hillary Brown in the back and killed him, a guy named Hillary, and killed him while he was attempting to rob one of King's gambling houses.
I mean, was Don King...
So he killed somebody, even though it was ruled justifiable.
Robbing a gambling house? I mean, is Don King like a mob guy? Because this sounds kind of mobby to me.
He was convicted. It was his gambling house that was being arrested, I guess. King was convicted of second-degree murder for the second killing in 1966... after he was found guilty of stomping to death an employee. Vote Trump!
Oh, yes.
Vote Trump!
Don King, a guy that killed somebody with his fucking feet, is telling me to vote for Trump. Okay.
The guy owed him $600.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
The judge reduced King's conviction to non-negligent manslaughter.
Okay.
For which King served just under 4 years in prison. He stomped somebody to death and he only went to jail for 4 years. And he's black. How did that work out?
I don't know. Oh my God.
Oh, he must have had info.
Oh yeah. Totally,
wait a second.
Dude.
King was later pardoned for the crime in 1983 by then Ohio Governor Jim Rhodes after. With letters from Jesse Jackson, Coretta Scott King, Coretta. I don't know who these other people are. Wrote letters in support of King.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I mean, King sounds like a scumbag to me. Violent.
Jim Rhodes was a Republican. So a Republican pardoned
Don King. Jesus.
In 1983 for the earlier... stomping to death of someone.
Just seems like it's nuts that anybody would drag Don King out on stage to speak for them, to endorse them. He's a murderer. I mean, he's a bad guy.
Who else?
I guess.
Who else? He's got.
I don't know.
Well, he's got Bobby Knight. that he could drag out in Indiana.
What a horrible fucking monster. Hey, get right. Scott Baio back here.
I'm sure maybe if they can work release Sandusky or something, he might be able to.
What about
Hastert?
What about that Patriots, that guy on the Patriots, the line, the defensive guy, Aaron Hernandez, who's in jail?
Sure.
What about getting that guy to endorse you?
Vote Trump.
Fucking A.
That's
oh my God, is that the show?
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back tomorrow, Thursday. We're only doing an hour tomorrow.
That's right.
From 3 to 4 p.m. There's some dealios going on here in the building.
Shenanigans.
They've assured us they'll be cleared out by 3 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, they're shooting a softcore scene.
So our show will be starting at 3 p.m. tomorrow. We'll put all the social media shit out. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Leave good reviews, please. Buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Instagash and Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we are back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.